the hard shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
But we want to go now to take a look at the final tally in relation to the ministerial lineup, senior and junior. And at all stages, there seems to be quite profound upset and anger amongst people who were passed over. We have Jim O'Callaghan turning down a post. We have, the likes of people who've made public their anger, Willie O'Dea, Michael Moynihan in Cork Northwest. But I would say privately, Mark McSherry and many others who are on the front bench would feel very upset and isolated. So to discuss this and to discuss the issue of whether there is adequate gender representation, because in fact 7 of the 35 are female, which is a ratio of course of 1 in 5. So let's go first of all, we'll be joined by Colette of Colette Brown of the Irish News and Media, Irish Independent. But first, Joe McHugh, former Minister for Education, and Fine Gael TD for Donegal. Joe, perhaps you could just explain what happened in your case.
Well, I suppose, first of all, I was under the very clear impression that the numbers were so tight that it was going to be difficult to keep everybody happy. So the conversation with Leo last Saturday was fairly straightforward. He was straight up with me, or last Friday, sorry, he was straight up with me. And saying it wasn't going to happen, and I took that on the chin. I understood the difficulty with the number situation, and obviously then we had a conversation over the next couple of days about what was going to happen with the juniors, and he did offer me the opportunity to have a think about what I would like. I did think about it very, very much so on the basis of how could I continue to represent my own constituency, not being around the cabinet table anymore? And I did make a play for the European Ministry and also something in the line of tourism, because thinking on even in my own constituency in the west coast of Ireland, we're going to have difficult days ahead in tourism. So look, neither of those were in Leo's gift. And that being said, I just said straight out, look, I'm not going to take any other junior ministry, but I'd be really, really happy if I could get the chair of the European Union Affairs Committee, to which Leah was happy to give that to me.
And what's been the reaction of your constituents?
Well, look, I mean, Donegal is a constituency that has had a very, very difficult period historically in terms of underinvestment, in terms of getting that connectivity right between the capital and Dublin. So I certainly used my 3 years around the cabinet table to ensure that the A5 stays very much on the programme for government, which it is, getting the likes of the Letterkenny Lifford Road included in the capital plan, and to ensure that Letterkenny has city status. So look, 3 years in cabinet is not enough to turn around, you know, decades of neglect, but it did put a very strong marker down that the policies are now in place, the commitments in the capital plan from education to health to roads have to be implemented. And I suppose I did an interview before the job announcement on Tuesday on my local radio station, and I said quite clearly I wouldn't be making up the numbers. I would be considering how can I best represent Donegal, not being around the cabinet table. And I didn't believe that would be I certainly don't believe that I would have done justice to my constituency travelling around the country as a junior minister. And I don't want to be undermining the work of people in junior ministries. I was one for 3 years. I think it's a very, very important role. But having spent 3 years around the cabinet table and having got so many policies across the line that will make it better for my county, I believe the best thing I can do now is spend time on the back benches. Okay. And constructively hold this presence.
Yeah, we see the point is, lots of people would have loved to have been offered a junior minister, and the impression created in relation to you and Jim O'Callaghan is sort of it was beneath you to take a junior minister, and I've been very strong in saying that Jim O'Callaghan for his own sake, made a mistake because he could have got the law reform brief, he could have made a go of it for 2 years being a senior barrister, and he might then become Minister for Justice and to use it as a stepping stone and so on. And that, you know, if you keep your hand in politics as opposed to being left out in the cold, you know, do you see how some people would say, well, at least, you know, to represent Donegal, you'd have more influence as a junior minister, maybe not the portfolio of your choosing, and that you were being in a bit of a sulk?
No, look, there's two sides of politics. There's the reality and the facts, and the facts are quite clear. My relationship with Leo is a very, very close relationship. We work quite closely. He gave me the honour of Chief Whip. He gave me the honour of being Minister for Education and Skills, and I'll always be indebted to him for that. But if you look at what's happened now in relation to the handout of junior ministers, very competent people like Peter Bourke now, Martin Hayden's going to go into the Department of Agriculture, and they're going to learn that brief. They're going to learn how departments work, and they're going to learn very quickly because they're very able and competent people. So look, I had that opportunity. I did it for 3 years, and I think one of the big things in politics, and having been in five different departments, I've worked now in the Department of the Taoiseach, Education, Foreign Affairs, Department of Communications, and also the Department of the Gaeltacht, you build up relationships, very strong relationships.
How do you feel about the neglect of the West from Donegal down to Limerick? Do you think that's a valid point? No senior full cabinet minister. Do you think that's a fair point?
Look, I think I have to be honest, and when you're around the table and around the cabinet table, you're able to do things for your region, and that's the reality. I think it was, but, you know, unfortunate the way it worked out. And look, I think the big lesson learned was that there probably wasn't the proper communication between the parties in terms of who they were lining up. But look, that being said, we're going to be working very closely. And if you think even for Donegal, I was, along with Jimmy Hart in the early days of the 2011 government with no resources, I was on my own once Jimmy left politics. But now there's two more Fianna Fáil Oireachtas members with me in Donegal, and we'll make our voice heard, and we will work closely with the ministers. And I do believe that the experience that we certainly have as a party within Fine Gael since 2011 in trying to make things work and ensuring that the policies that I certainly work towards for my own county I'll certainly monitor that very, very closely.
And just in relation to it, have you spoken to your successor, Norma Foley?
I did. In fact, I wished her well over the weekend. I texted her, I rang her, and I was speaking to her in the Dáil or in the convention centre. And I really wish her well. And look, I've been replaced now by two ministers who need the time and space to get to know their brief and to get to know how things work. And I know there's big current challenges there. And I'm there, and I know my own staff that work closely with me, or my own colleagues who work closely with me, they were in touch with Minister Foley's colleagues today, and any help and support we can give.
Okay. And the final thing I just want to ask you before I come to our next guest is just on the issue of gender equality, gender representation. I think that, you know, some fellas feel that, some men feel that maybe it's impossible. Like, the way I look at it is, look, there was 48 TDs at the end back in the government, and there was 30 jobs. Now there was 93 people in one shape or another voted for Micheál Martin as Taoiseach, and there's 35 jobs. So the number of people is going to be disappointed. But, you know, there might be men in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael who think they've done more service and actually have been passed over because of the obligation to have women in it. Now, this is all a reflection of the number of female TDs, perhaps. What's your attitude to the number of one in five? Do you think it's a valid thing to say it's not enough women?
Yeah, look, there's not enough women in politics, and that's a fact. And I know many women very much want to get the jobs on merit, as well as men getting the jobs on merit as well. But we had to do something. We had to make an intervention with the quota system because we weren't enticing enough women into politics and to run. And even at
it's a straight question. Do you think there should have been more female ministers appointed?
Well, look, you have to look at the numbers in politics, and when you don't have the women there in the first place, and the question has to be asked, is politics as a profession attractive enough for women to join this particular profession? And it's not attractive for women, it's not attractive for men, in terms of if you have a family, you're away from home for up to 3-4 days a week. And everybody's talking about at the moment in response to COVID that the world's changing and there'll be more remote working, if politics doesn't respond to the challenges that COVID presents ourselves with, we will continue to have less women in politics, because there's a lot more room for remote working and remote politicking as well.
All right.
And that'll be the future, and we need more women in politics, and the opportunity will be there.
Chairman of the new Rock to See You committee, Joe McHugh, thank you, and former minister, for joining.